Nee, nee, dat is... So, to have enough time for our last routing specialist now from Finland, we would start on time. Yes? Please... No, it's not working because it's for the camera. I'm screaming because we don't have an audience here. Yeah, it's not a microphone. Yeah, but yeah, let's welcome our last the speaker from Finland. It's Joel Lapalainen. I hope I speak your name well. And yeah, we are really glad to have you with us introducing DigiTransit to us. Like from Finland, we expect a lot because you are already known for great mobility solutions. And yeah, let's give him the chance to explain DigiTransit to us and highlight the really interesting components. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Okay, hello. Hopefully you can hear me well. My name is Joel Lapalainen. I'm from Finland, as said, and I work as a developer on the Open Trip Planner and the DigiTransit projects. And today I'm here to talk about the DigiTransit project. So what is DigiTransit? It's an open source project that does multimodal public transportation journey planning. It was founded in Finland around 2014 or 15. I have personally been working on the project since 2017. The goal of the project was to replace existing legacy proprietary journey planners, and the project is funded by three transportation authorities or sort of authorities in Finland. The project has, or the components of the project have since been used elsewhere, for example in Germany. The project consists of user interfaces, which I'm going to talk more about in this presentation, and backend services and open APIs. So first, a bit about the backend services. So for routing and much more, we are using Open Trip Planner. Hannes will have a presentation next about Open Trip Planner, so I'm not going to go too much into it now. For geocoding, we are using Pelias that we have further improved, so it deals like with GTFS data and so on. And for maps, we are using this project called HSL Map Server, which uses Dialive GL and OpenStreetMap. And we also use OpenStreetMap for the geocoding as well. So now for the user interfaces. So first, this is the DigiTransit user interface. It's written in JavaScript and uses React. It's responsive. Most of our users are on mobile devices. It's browser-based, and it's also meant to be so you can use it with like screen readers and so on. It's configurable. You can have different themes. My screenshots will be from different sites, so they will have different configurations and themes. So this is the front page on desktop. Here you can start the itinerary search. You can enter origin and destination, which can be like addresses or stops or whatever. And you can add some favorites or use favorites for locations. And then you can enter these stops near you pages. I will display later on what this means. And then you have this search box for stops and routes and bike rental station and bike and car parks and so on. I won't show those views now because the time is a bit limited. And on the map, if I would have zoomed in a bit more, there would have been more shown. Now it's just showing some stations. Okay, so these are the itinerary views on mobile.